It is 10:03 and the Warriors get their NRL pre-season underway tonight at Mount Smart Stadium against the West Tigers. But there's another fixture on the footy calendar this weekend that many fans look forward to each year. It's the NRL's All-Star with the Indigenous Stars taking on the Maori Stars in both women's and men's games, of course. And for the first time, it is being held in New Zealand at Rotorua International Stadium. The women kicking off at 3:30 p.m. and the men at 5:45. Great chance to welcome to the show the coach of the Maori All-Stars side, Ben Gardner. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm damn good, actually. I'll tell you what, I'll bet you're having quite a special time this week in Rotorua, particularly with all the cultural activities, etc., leading into this game.
It's brilliant down here, actually. We arrived on Monday, flew over Monday morning, and on arrival, we had a brilliant porphyry with the New Zealand Māori Rugby League board. That was a great start to what's been a really good week. We've had a brilliant welcome down by Rotorua Lake with the council, and where we welcomed the Indigenous team across to New Zealand, which was a really moving occasion where the 1973 Indigenous team also came along, who are here celebrating, for that game that they played in. And it's just a really emotional time and a brilliant time that's exciting for myself and the players.
I was going to say, you know, for an Australian, this is a totally new ball game. How hard have you had to work to get to know the cultural side of the Maori people, the Maori race?
Yeah, I've worked really hard at it. To be honest with you, Smithy, I've put a lot of work in the background. I knew that I was going to do this role for quite a few months now. So I was lucky enough to work with the team as an assistant coach for 3 years with Dave Kidwell, who's a good mate of mine, and he invited me in. And, you know, the people have always been very invitational towards me in regards to the culture and being involved in what's going on. And that connection obviously then gave me the opportunity to be the head coach of the team. And so I thought that I owed it to myself and to the group to make sure that I was pretty well covered off on what was going on culture-wise. So I've done a lot of research and a lot of work in the background with a number of cultural advisors that the Māori Rugby League have provided for me. And, I'd like to think that I've learnt a lot, not enough yet, but heading in the right direction.
That's terrific. I've got to ask, what's the different feel then? Because I guess a lot of it is culturally based, but the feel this week in comparison to perhaps the build-up to an NRL match?
There's a different connection. I think that an NRL match, you have a connection that's built over time with a group through a large pre-season where you've worked really hard together to get to, that first game. Whereas this particular game, it's always been the case over the last few years as well. There's a connection or vibe on arrival. And I think that that's that cultural connection that comes with being involved in culture and footy. So there's a real synergy between the two when they come into camp. And the boys just click off straight away. And, it probably helps that we jump into a number of cultural activities. We jump straight into the boys doing their pepeha or learning their pepeha if they haven't done that before. And there's a real level of respect provided between the boys that have done it and the boys that haven't done it. So straight away, respect is built. And, there's an enjoyment in learning around those activities. And, it's just a different vibe, a special vibe that, you don't feel in an NRL club every day.
Well, you'd have touched on some of this because you've actually, obviously been involved with the Kiwis with David Kidwell, Michael Maguire, etc., but not to this extent, surely.
No, not to this extent. Even when we were in Australia over the last few years, we had some connection to our culture, but not as much connection as what we've had coming back to New Zealand. The welcomes have been so welcoming and the boys have been so excited to be involved in it. Being able to go to the Marae and listen to the words that are said there and, for myself, how eloquently that the words flow off the tongue of the people that are speaking them. It's just spine tingling for me. And, a number of the players who haven't been able to feel that level of culture in Australia can come back home and really involve themselves in it and, indulge themselves in it. So, it's brilliant for everyone.
In terms of your coaching group, who have you got or how have you split up the roles this week?
So I've got myself. Obviously, I tend to look after the defence in this camp, so I'm doing that. It's a bit of a difference for me because I tend to look after the attack at club level, which is good, a good change to keep me invigorated. I then have Adam Blair, who's working with me as well. Everyone knows Adam as a player, but Adam's a brilliant up-and-coming coach as well. He's coaching a junior team at the Warriors, his first real season of getting into that. So it was an opportunity for him to be involved in this camp. He's doing the attack for me. And the reason that we wanted to get him involved was obviously he's got that real close connection to his Māori heritage. He speaks fluent Māori. But at the same time, he's got the connection to the footy. He's got the experience, not only in this camp, but also with the Kiwis. So he brings that experience in. And then I've got Isaac Luke, who's working in a high performance and coaching role with us. So he's getting some learnings in both areas. So he works at a school up in Queensland where he provides coaching and mentoring for young players. So, you know, I've got two guys of great experience in terms of playing, but we thought it was a good opportunity to try and build their experience around high-performance coaching. It's always really different when you're a coach to a player, so we thought that it was a good idea to get those guys in and give them that experience. And I've got a number of other staff around me that, you know, have been with us with this team for a few years, and, you know, everyone's putting in the hard work to make sure that the boys are in the win zone come Saturday night.
It's been a lot of disruption from the outside looking in anyway in terms of playing personnel, some pulling out for various reasons. How now settled is the group and now that you're only a couple of days out?
The group is really settled. I think disruption is only a matter of perspective or mindset. If you take the appropriate mindset to what's happening, and the mindset for us has been that the guys that are here are the guys that are going to do the job for us. So we're not worried about what's happened before. We're only worried about the present and worried about what we're going to do in the future come Saturday night. So the guys are really settled. The team's really growing nicely together. As I said, we've built connection through being on the field, but also through our culture. So the connection we build through the culture is obviously added to what we do on the field. And we've had some real fun on the field over the last couple of days. We've built some, you know, good organisation around our attacking style and, you know, some good talk and movement around our defence. But as you know, when you go into a game like this where it's only a short week, you really got to nail it come the weekend. And part of nailing it is getting that communication right in and around the training session so that we feel comfortable going to work together and very confident once we go into game day on Saturday.
How do you build an effective defence in such a short space of time, Ben?
that's a really good question. you've got to keep it simple. You know, you've got to trust the fact that these guys at their clubs have just come out of a really big pre-season, some longer than others. But the pre-season that they've done at their clubs has built the basic fundamentals of the game around both their attack and their defence. So when you're in a camp like this, you've got to work really hard at thinking and doing together. That's what I call it. So building the knowledge of what we want to do as a group and then going out and putting it in play on the field on the weekend and on the training paddock. So the best way to do that is to keep it really simple and just hone in on a couple of small areas, which is what we've done, so that when they go out on the field, they're not overthinking what they're doing, but they're able to use those skills that they've learned at their club as fundamentals and then combine them into our small system that we have leading into this weekend. And, you know, around training, you have a few questions. Oh, that's a bit different to what I do here, and that's a bit different to what I do here. And at the end of the day, it's all about having a synergy of the players coming together to make sure that they're all on the same page when we get out there on Saturday night.
Normally in any NRL season or any period of time where you get a chance to analyse the opposition, there's quite a lot of that work goes on behind the scenes. What do you see when you look at the Indigenous side?
I see brilliance. I see a group of guys that come together and, you know, bring a real attacking style of footy. You know, really exciting to watch when they're in the NRL, and they're really exciting to watch in the last few years in the All-Stars game. They've got great skill in Cody Walker and Nicho Hynes in the halves and then Luttrell at the back, so a really strong spine. They've also got great footwork and great ability to move the ball, so you know, we've worked really hard at talking about that and moving well defensively. And, you know, it's really exciting for our boys to be able to play up against guys of this quality because it's a real test of us and a challenge for us and our character and our footy ability. So the boys are really excited against playing against guys of those quality. And we're hoping that come Saturday night we can go and get the job done against them.
What about the level of interest you've detected around the area, the Bay of Plenty area as such? Are you confident there'll be a really good following of this match and these two matches?
Yeah, it's actually funny you say that. We went down to Harvey Norman, who's the major sponsor of this tournament, yesterday. And when we were at Harvey Norman, all four teams were there together, which was awesome. And there's been a bit of that this week, all four teams doing things together, which is what it's all about. It's about an inclusive environment where everyone's part of what's going on. And that happened yesterday at Harvey Norman, and it was absolutely packed. We were there for about an hour and a half. The boys signed autographs. They had photos taken. There was a photo booth down the end. You pretty much couldn't move in the building, and there was a lineup out the door. So if that's any indication of the interest from the public, I think we'll have a good and healthy crowd on the weekend. And, you know, I know a number of people are coming in from out of town, and, you know, guys in our team have, you know, hooked up a heap of tickets for their family. I think, you know, Corey Harawira and Naira, the running joke is he's up to 120 tickets for his family to come along. So, you know, with Corey's family alone, plus all of those people that were at Harvey Norman the other day, I think we're in for a fairly big crowd.
In terms of your own playing personnel, Ben, who are your leaders? Who are the guys we should look out for taking a leading role on the park?
I think that it goes without saying that James Fisher-Harris and Joey Tapanay will lead us. They'll be our captains, but they'll also be our on-field leaders of action as well. You know, we've seen those guys play for their clubs, and in the NRL last year they were exceptional, and then they came off a really exceptional tour with the Kiwis. So they're the guys that are going to lead us from the front. They've done a lot of the talking this week. They've worked really hard in the background to get connection together with the team. We also have Corey Howard and Naira. I've coached Corey a number of times over the years, and he's really grown into a great leader. Speaks really well. He's really confident in front of the group, so he'll lead the way too. And young Hayes Perham, who's come in, you know, from the Bulldogs, he's had a great preseason with them, and you know, he was recommended to us to come into the team. And yeah, you know, he's been, you know, really, really great around his confidence and his talk with the group. And you know, those four guys, Hayes probably, you know, not as experienced as the others, but they're really leading the way with the talk in the camp. And you know, they're saying really positive, knowledgeable things, which, you know, pushes us in the right direction.
One of the things is of interest tonight is the jersey presentation. Tell us a wee bit about that.
Yeah, so in town there's a jersey presentation. The NRL have put that together, you know, a number of weeks ago. So all four teams will go into town. There'll be a jersey presentation in there where, you know, pretty much everyone will get up on the stage and receive their jersey. I'm sure that there'll be cultural elements to that as well, which will be awesome for the players and the fans again. But, you know, it's one of those occasions, and the All-Stars Week is that type of occasion where it's about bringing everyone together. So being able to do the jersey presentation with the Indigenous boys and girls team and, you know, the Māori boys and girls team, I think it's brilliant. And I think it's, you know, really great from the NRL to put that together, not only to showcase the players in front of the fans, but, you know, to indicate the level of inclusion that we have amongst the two countries and the two Indigenous parts of the country in particular.
And you don't want to get to your seats late, do you? Because one of the highlights will be the pre-match war cry by the Indigenous side, plus, of course, your own team and the haka. That will be special. That'll get the spines going, won't it?
Oh, yeah, and hasn't that been a spectacle the last couple of years, you know? And I think it's just getting better and better and better every year. And, you know, each group is adding their elements. So, you know, don't get there 5 minutes late for kickoff, that's for sure. You want to be there 20 minutes before kickoff so you can see the full spectacle. And, you know, the haka and the Indigenous war cry last year were two of the best I've ever seen. And, you know, I think that it's leading to that direction this time. Obviously, for the Māori team being back in Rotorua and, you know, for the Indigenous boys coming overseas, like, they all want to represent really well for different reasons. So I think that this year, yeah, it's going to be a real spectacle. So, yeah, don't get there late or you're going to miss out.
When this week is over for Ben Gardner, of course, the hard work begins. What's the NRL looking like for you this year, and what are your expectations there?
Yeah, it's another big year. I'm heading back over to home after the game, and I've moved clubs. I've moved to the Penrith Panthers this year, so I'm really excited about representing them and, you know, bringing some knowledge, but also learning a lot from the players and the staff there. It's a really exciting year for me. We've come out of the All-Stars game and head into the World Club Challenge the following week. So two really big weeks of footy for me and my family. It's really exciting, and, you know, I'm absolutely privileged and blessed to be part of the Panthers, and, you know, I take it as a real responsibility to do a great job for them.
Well, Ben, it's been a terrific chatting to you. Really impressed the way that you've taken in all aspects of this role and the way you're embracing it. It sounds very impressive, and it sounds like Rotorua will be the place to be on Saturday afternoon. All the best for the game and also with the Panthers. Great catching up with you.
Yeah, thanks again. Appreciate the time. And, you know, let's hope we can get plenty of people out to the field to support both teams on Saturday night.